Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 2, inheriting the all-inclusive Christ as the good land by taking heed to his words of advice and warnings, and by receiving his renewed training to have our inner man renewed day by day. Wednesday, related verses. 1 Corinthians 10:14. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. 1 John 5:21. Little children, guard yourselves from idols. Exodus 32:6. And they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. 1 Corinthians 10:5 through 7. But with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were strewn along in the wilderness. Now these things occurred as examples to us, that we should not be the ones who lust after evil things, even as they also lusted. Neither become idolaters, as some of them did. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and stood up to play. Ezekiel 14:3. Son of man, these men have set their hearts on their idols and have put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I be inquired of at all by them? Related reading. In Exodus 32, the gold rings were taken from the ears of the wives, the sons, and the daughters, and used to make the idol, the golden calf. People put on earrings in order to beautify themselves. Today's culture promotes self-beautification. Men and women spend a great deal of money on items used to beautify themselves. Self-beautification leads to idolatry. This is the reason the Lord in 33, 5, and 6 gave the children of Israel a commandment related to ornaments. Now Jehovah had said to Moses, "If I were to go up in your midst for one moment, I would consume you. Now therefore put off your ornaments from you, and I will decide what to do to you." Thus the children of Israel were stripped of their ornaments from Mount Horeb onward. The Lord issued this commandment concerning ornaments because, as the record of chapter 32 makes clear, self-beautification leads to idolatry. The principle of an idol is self-beautification. Another principle related to idolatry is that idolatry is Satan's usurping of what God has given us in order to make it a waste. Before the children of Israel left Egypt, God caused the Egyptians to give the children of Israel gold and other precious things. This gold was to be used for building up the tabernacle. The tabernacle required a large quantity of gold to overlay the standing boards. But before this gold was used for the building up of God's dwelling place, Satan came in to usurp the gold and use it to make an idol. If the children of Israel had loved the Lord to the uttermost, they would never have wasted the gold by using it for earrings or the idol. Instead, they would have kept it for the Lord's use. In Exodus 35, the people were commanded to offer gold and other materials for the building up of God's tabernacle. The first item of the offering for God's dwelling place was gold, but in chapter 32, a large quantity of gold was used to make a calf. God has given us many things, not for self-beautification, but for us to worship God and glorify Him. But because we use these things to worship and glorify God, the enemy tries to come in to usurp what God has given us and to waste it. This is the second principle of idolatry, and it is an offense to God. Another principle is implied by the fact that the people made a golden calf. A calf is not for labor, but for enjoyment, in particular for eating. Both in the Old Testament and in the New, a calf was used to feed guests. The ones who beautified themselves in Exodus 32 liked enjoyment. Enjoyment was their idol. Likewise, many people today worship a calf. That is, they worship their enjoyment. This interpretation of the significance of the calf is confirmed by 32:6. And they rose up early on the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. C.A. Coates says that they sported. On the weekends, many people in this country care only for eating, drinking, and sporting. According to verse 18, Moses heard the sound of singing. And according to verse 19, he saw the calf and the dancing. All this took place in front of the golden calf. The picture here indicates that the calf signifies enjoyment and that the children of Israel were worshiping what they enjoyed. Consider the situation among Christians today regarding the desire for entertainment. It is difficult to find a so-called church service where there is not any entertainment. Various forms of entertainment are used to attract a crowd. If there is no entertainment in a certain place, people will not want to go there. They want to go where they will be entertained. Many today worship some kind of golden calf for the sake of their entertainment.